This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. 73,000 workers are on strike against GM. Ron Gettelfinger, the president of the United Auto Workers Union, spoke earlier today at a news conference in Detroit.
A company walked right up to the deadline like they really didn't care. And as a result of that, we called a strike at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time this morning.
Joining us now is Rebecca Lindland. She's a senior automotive analyst with the research firm Global Insight. And what is your reaction at first to the strike?
Well, we were actually very surprised when we came in this morning, Madeline, because from all indications over the course of the last two weekends, the talks had been going quite well. And so we were very, very surprised that it had come to this.
And what led up to this?
Well, I think that there's a couple of things. There's been a lot of concentration on the healthcare issue. And we do believe that there was some kind of an agreement that was reached between the union and GM on managing that healthcare. But then when you get down to the typical issues, which are wages, job security, and work rules, that's when the trouble began.
So the two sides are arguing over this healthcare trust fund. Right, where the union would get some kind of guarantee, or the union wants some kind of job security guarantee in exchange for taking over funding this healthcare trust fund, right?
Well, Gettelfinger insists that the strike is not about the healthcare trust fund, this VEBA they call it, but it is certainly all intertwined together.
And what is GM's position?
Well, GM's position is that they need to see more wage cuts. They need to start being able to close factories, to cut back on shifts, to cut back on wage levels and employee levels. And that's where, you know, GM has needed to do that. They certainly have cut tens of thousands of jobs on the white-collar, non-union side. And so this is their opportunity to be able to make some cuts on the union side.
So this strike cannot be good news for GM, which is already suffering financially.
You know, Madeline, nobody wins with this strike. Neither party is particularly sympathetic. And so really nobody wins when a union has to strike and the union feels like they had to strike. I think that if the strike goes on, and when I say go on, I mean for days and weeks and potentially months, it's really going to be devastating. And it's going to be devastating not just to GM, not just to the unions, but it really would start actually impacting the GDP of the U.S. because that's how widespread the automotive industry is. And so everybody would start to be hurt by an ongoing strike.
And how would it specifically affect the automobile industry and the other big two automakers, Ford and Chrysler?
Well, the potential is that their workers could go on strike also in support of their GM UAW workers. And certainly, you know, as the workers are on strike, they're not going to be contributing to the economy, and that's going to have a very poor ripple effect at retailers, at, you know, mom and pop stores. I mean, it's pervasive within the economy, and that's why people should care about whether this gets resolved or not. For GM, it's absolutely devastating because the dealers and their dealership network basically have the inventory in stock, and that's what they need to sell off of. And if a consumer comes in and says, well, I don't want a car in that color or in that with those options, I want something else, they're not going to be able to sell it. And that's why it's devastating for the dealers and for GM.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
That's Rebecca Lindland, senior automotive analyst with the research firm Global Insight.